Maharaj, to all the sannyasis, to all the mothers, devotees of Mahaprabhu, all of those eager to listen Harikatha, and to all the mothers.
Did your Facebook is working? Facebook for broadcast translation, could you? Can you try? Can I get this? Can you help me setting the live because I don't have internet?
So today we saw.
So we went to the place of Atmanivedan today.
The place of Navadipadham. The place Navadipadham is the place of nine limbs of bhakti. Like Prahlada Maharaj explained about the limbs of bhakti.
Give me the mic.
So Prahlada Maharaj described about the nine practice of bhakti. Actually, if you want to enter bhakti, we must surrender ourselves to Guru and Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, actually, in this world, the jivas are wandering in this material world. And when their Sukriti matures, when the Sukriti matures and accumulated, in this moment, the jiva gets association of sadhu. And by sadhu, association of sadhu, the jiva slowly starts thinking about himself. Just like Sanatana Goswami also asked to Mahaprabhu, who am I? How can I be benefited if I don't know this and if I don't know how I'm suffering the threefolds of Maya? Sanatana Goswami asked this to Mahaprabhu. Kyami, who am I? Sanatana Goswami didn't know about himself that he is Lavanga Manjari. He didn't know. But still to cheat teach the jivas of this world. He made this question to Mahaprabhu. So Shastra explains, Atato Brahma Jignasa. Now it's time to inquire about Brahma, about Lord. But Srimad Bhagavatam explains, Atato Atma Jignasa, now start inquiring about your own soul. Who am I? And automatically you get the answer. So who am I? I'm not the body. What is this material body? This body made of earth, ether, fire, water. This body is made of five elements. And after the death, the five elements of this body, they automatically they will be separated from the body. They will separate. So if you realize I'm not the body, I'm also not the mind. Why? The mind is so restless. Sometimes with our mind, we think good things, sometimes bad things. So I'm also not the mind. So who am I? So who am I? Kiami, who am I? Mahaprabhu told, the jiva is eternal servant of Krishna. Swami Bhagavan in the Gita, he says, Hey Arjun, Gitas are my parts and parcel. Parts and parcel. Two kinds of expansion. Samsha and Vibhinamsha. The jiva is Vibhinamsha. He is a separate expansion of God. The jivas are wandering in this material world. Why? Because they forgot to Krishna. Since time immemorial, we are suffering in this material world. Wandering in this material world when the jiva sometimes is unhappy. Sometimes the jiva is happy. Sometimes the jiva does some punya karma, pious deeds. And because of this, the jiva can go to Swargaloka, upper planetary system. Sometimes the jiva goes to hell. In this way, the jiva sometimes go to higher, is born in higher species, sometimes in lower species, and is wandering in this material world. Illustrated by Maya, the jivas, they cannot realize their own form. Who am I? And the jiva does not has this anubhava realization. So in this way, sometimes wandering in this material world, when the sukriti matures and accumulates, then the jiva attains association of sadhu, sadhu sangha. And through the association of sadhu, the jiva can know about himself, like about who he is. He'll think about who he is. I am not this body. I am not the mind as well. Who am I? I am the soul. So what is the duty of the soul? Slowly, slowly, the jiva starts thinking about this. So we should think about it. Who am I? I'm the soul. So when you know about the soul, you think about what is the dharma of the soul. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Jiva Dharma discuss about this in the first place. What is the dharma of the soul? What is the nature of the soul? Like one example, by the desire of the Lord, when something is exists, everything which exists has a spontaneous nature, spontaneous property. Everything which exists, there are many definitions of dharma. What is the main definition of dharma? Dharma means nature. You can say also Hindu dharma, like religion, Hindu religion, Buddhist religion, Muslim religion, but dharma doesn't mean religion. Actually, dharma means nature. Just like the nature of the water is to be liquid. Water is liquid. But see, this same water, when it is in the minus degree temperature, becomes ice. So the water becomes ice, becomes hard and solid.
But
when this ice goes for in a high temperature, then becomes liquid again. But the natural nature, I mean the spontaneous nature of the water, is to be liquid. And the water is always going down also, always flowing down. So in the same way, what is the nature of the soul? The nature of the soul is to serve Bhagavan. This is the dharma of our soul, to serve Bhagavan. Just like the potency of the fire is to burn. Like the fire always has this potency to burn. You cannot separate the fire and its potency, its property. In the same way, since the soul manifested from the Tatastha Shakti, the dharma, the nature of the soul is to serve Krishna. This natural tendency of seva will wake up this nature in our heart. Yesterday I told her, wandering this material world, when the jivas, they have this sukriti, means this good fortune, means they have sukriti. By the mercy of Bhagavan, they'll get this seed of devotional service, the creeper of devotional service. What is Bhakti Lata Bij? Seed of creeper of devotional service. It's the tendency to serve to God. Like Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Pada explains, Bhagavat Seva Briti, the third tendency to serve to Krishna. The jivas, we are conditioned, so generally we want to serve to Maya only. We have the desire to serve the Maya. But the more our anattas go away, the more our anattas are removed, more we'll become inclined towards God. Just like if you took a train from Delhi to Calcutta, the more you were far from Delhi and arriving in Calcutta, so Calcutta, you're very close to Calcutta, and Delhi is far away now. This is like a journey. So the same way, the more the soul is going to Bhagavan under the with the Guru and Vaishnavas, becoming more inclined to Krishna, more Maya is staying behind. Our acharyas described this. So the sun, when the rays of the sun comes, all the darkness is destroyed. In the same way, the jiva, the more the jiva goes towards Bhagavan, slowly, slowly, Maya gives up this soul. So, Shri Krishna Charan. So, do Krishna Bhajan, serve Guru, and then Maya will leave you, and you attain the lotus feet of Krishna. So there's only one way to attain to God, that's Shastra explains. What is the only way? To serve to Guru. So serving to Krishna. Sorry, serving to Guru. The more you serve to Guru, more your heart will be pure. The more you serve to Guru, more your heart will be pure. The more your heart will be pure. So wandering these material worlds, when you get a bona fide Guru, by the mercy of Gurudev, this Krishna Seva Vasana, desire to serve to Krishna, will arise, will awaken in our hearts. That's why we say, Otishta Jagrata, means wake up, O soul. Take the prema from this pure devotee. The path of bhakti is as sharp as a razor. Wake up and get this highest thing. Wake up and attain this highest prema. What is, how to attain this highest thing? By the mercy of Guru Pada Padma. Until we haven't attained the mercy of Guru, we can never attain this highest thing. So according to Niti Shastra, moral Shastra explains, those who have no power cannot do anything. Those who have no power, they cannot do anything. So which kind of power we need? We need chitbhava, transcendental power, strength. The more you get the transcendental strength, spiritual strength, the more you become strong. And the more you become strong, the more you can go towards God. So, spontaneous in the hearts of the jivas, this chitbhav is there. But now it's covered by Maya. So it must arise this, wake this up. Like there are five tattvas, five elements, right? Earth, ether, water, ether, air. These are everywhere. Like, for example, inside the wood, there's also fire. But this fire which is inside the wood, how can you manifest this fire? There's also fire inside the stones, you know? There's one kind of stone called Chikipik. It's one white stone. Then if you take one, another this stone, and if you rub with other stone, same kind, you see some, like, chisps, how to say, not chisps, like a sparks of fire. So everything has a nature. So in the same way, this in the potency is in the heart of the soul. Just need to manifest it. You already have. You just need to manifest it with your sadhana. And by the mercy of Guru Vaishnavas, you can attain it. When a Guru mercy, you will attain Guru mercy. Automatically, all these will come to you. This is already with you. So one thing is sadhana, one thing is sadhya. Practice and goal. So the sadhya vastu, the goal, you already have. But just by the mercy of Guru, you have to manifest it. Just like, for example, the sun is always manifest, always. But according to our vision, we cannot see the sun. But when you get the mercy of Guru, then this dharma of the Swarupa, this nature of the soul, will manifest automatically, spontaneously. So yesterday, and the day after, the day before yesterday, the day before we spoke, that this prem is already in our heart. Dasa, Sakavat, Salya, Madhuri, this mood is already in your heart. This mood is already in your heart. Dasa means Seva Vritti. In the Anubhasha commentary to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada explains that Dasya means Seva Vritti, tendency to serve. Everybody serves. Nanda Maharaj also serves Krishna. Srimati Radhika also serves Krishna. Subhal, Shaitan, in Braja, all of them, they are serving Krishna. So when you say Dasya Bhava, generally also can mean only Seva Vritti, tendency to serve. How to arise, awaken this tendency to serve, this Bhava which is inside us? How can we manifest it? So in this context, our acharyas explain how to manifest it, sadhana bhakti, then bhava bhakti, and then prema bhakti. It's three kinds of bhakti that Shastra explains. With sadhana bhakti, your heart will be pure. You already have this, just need to clean the anarthas, like take remove the anarthas. Sadhana bhakti has two functions: one, purify the heart, and second, how to get this mood of the Nirasiddha Vrajavasis, eternal associates of Krishna. Then it comes Bhava Bhakti. This love of the Vrajavasis, which is like the rays of the sun, this prem which are eternally in the heart of the Vrajavasis, a ray of this prem will come in our heart. And in the platform of Sandini, some Vidin Haladini will also come on top of Sandini. And a ray of this Vrajavasi love will reflect in your heart. And your heart will be so, you feel so much bliss. And you feel in this moment one bhava without any precedent. You will feel some special bhava in your heart. This bhava, this mood, is not ordinary thing. It's a kripa sadhya, only comes by mercy. Then after bhava bhakti, the sadhaka comes to the third stage called prema bhakti. This prema, it will manifest spontaneously in the hearts, and there are many symptoms of the Shastra explains about the bhavankur, the sprout of bhav, and then how the devotee is in the stage of prema, etc. How can we surrender ourselves to the feet of Bhagavan, Duatmanividan? So today we went to the place, Antadvipa, Mayapur, is the place of the Atmanividana, surrendering, the link of Bhakti of surrendering. So we want that this, how to manifest this natural bhava that we have in our hearts, how to manifest this mood. Manchakalp.